Good evening.
Saying thank you to people. It's just one of those things I like to say.
Yes. Using the word thank you in my meditation and just quiet moments rather than saying help, I feel has been received. How can I put this? It seems to come from a deeper vibration within myself, the word thank you, rather than help. And I can only describe it as my soul receives those thanks, and they seem to fall off the tongue much easier than help. And I now know that I don't need to ask for help at all, because if I was to ask for help, I'd be doubting. And I'm not doubting now. That's basically it. I've just felt very much more one, saying thank you rather than help, if that makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I agree
with that.
So you understand that thank you is to yourself. That is what we discussed last time.
It seems to be a very nice way to begin the period of going within to give thanks.
Yes.
word itself seems to have a subtle vibration.
Yes. And remember that sounds do vibrate. We have not gone deeply into that yet, but we will. But yes, each one of you in your realization of the word and giving thanks has come a long way. Last time, my dear friends, I spoke briefly about all of life's experiences, that decisions made by you were formed either from love or fear. Do you remember my words?
Yes.
This duality reigns throughout your human existence. Love and fear are the creator for all deeds. What I wish to say to you this time, my dear friends, is going a little further along the road of life's realization of finding yourself. We have discussed that each one of you, as I also, and all who exist, are part of that creative force. What I am about to say to you follows from what we have discussed in previous times. Most of you, I would say, feel that your existence upon this planet is for learning purposes. Yes, I hear. Unanimously. What I am about to say may puzzle you, but I hope not, because it is one step further for you to take in your understanding. As aspects of that creative force, you are all-knowing. You agree with that statement, I know. As all-knowing beings, you would say to yourself, what do I need to learn? Does that make sense to you? Would that be a human equation?
Also, I think you have said before that knowledge and wisdom are growth factors. So we can grow in respect of knowledge.
Yes, let me take you a little further along this road of discussion. As all-knowing beings, the power of all-knowing is within you. You understand this?
Yes.
Yes. So, in human terms, there should be nothing to learn. Do you understand? But in a sense, you are learning. And the problem here is using your earthly word, learn. Yes, in a sense, you are learning. But what I would say is you are relearning that all-knowingness. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you see where I am coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this is not a school of learning as you imagine, but for the purpose of your understanding thus far, that has been the way of teaching you. Because you can only go forward when your understanding has reached a point of more knowledge. Therefore, the purpose of all life is to relearn that all knowingness which you possess. You are all knowing beings, but you have come to this physical world with memories erased. I would like, my dear friends, to put forward to you three words. Concept. Experience. And knowing. Does that mean anything to any of you?
I think maybe our knowing is more conceptual at the moment, and then as we live, we get the experience.
Yes, you are correct. You cannot exist with just the concept. For your understanding, let us take an example, shall we? You may think that you are tall, but how would you know unless you have the experience of being short? And what short is, you cannot make the difference. Cannot differentiate between the two. In the same way, you may think that you are good and kind, but until that thought has been expressed by deed, do you understand what I am telling you? You need to have the experience.
We are living the idea.
You are living the idea. Thank you, my dear friend, for helping me with those words. Always, I feel restricted by your earthly words in trying to keep them simple for you in order that your understanding is greater. But yes, the idea has to be lived before you have the full knowing. And that is what life is about for you all. Does this make sense for you?
It's an interesting concept.
Well,
interesting fact.
It makes more sense than just saying we're here to learn.
Yes. Is there anything you would wish to know further?
I keep having in my mind that you say that things are ever changing. Therefore, each time we come back, each experience is going to be different, because things are ever changing. It's never going to be the same, is it?
But if you would only realize that there is no purpose in continuing to return. If you could reach that point of knowing, there would be no necessity to return. It is the not knowing that brings you back to experience and re-experience the same things. Do you understand what
yes,
I am saying?
Yes, I would say? Yes, I do understand that, yes.
So what I am trying to say to you, my dear friends, is that you have the power within yourselves now to make of life what you will. But you are all-knowing beings. There is no doubt of that. Otherwise, how can you say you are the essence of the creative force?
Yes, we can't really tap that all-knowingness without perfecting our going within.
Yes, that is true. And that is the purpose of your lives here. Remember, some time ago, I told you that you have helped to create this world. And that is how, because you are sparks of all knowingness, all knowledge. It is within my defense. That is why it is most important for you all to go within and to find that all-knowing being, which you are. But you cannot achieve it without the experience.
So you could say experience helps us to get to know what we know.
What you are and what you are not. That is what experience achieves. Because, remember, the duality. Always there is duality. Whether you say light, darkness, love, hate, all of existence is duality. Therefore, you need with the concept the experience to make that knowledge. You understand? If you do not, this is the time to discuss it together. I am always humbled by your silence.
You do a good job in explaining. I was just thinking, we're all knowing, and it's within us, all there is to know. So in this lifetime, that must have come, say, to the fore with each one of us here, because we're ready to accept what you tell us.
You are travelling the right pathway. Let me say that.
Yeah.
But I have to say this, my dear friends, that you hurt yourselves by doubts, by fear, by not going inwards. Each one of you is responsible for your own life's pathway. You may find that difficult to believe, but if you accept that you are all-knowing, then you must accept that that has been your choice. You see how The jigsaw, as you would call it, begins to piece together.
Yes, I have a picture that the the all-knowingness is with the parent soul, if I could put it like that. And there's our responsibility to have good connection with that parent soul, with the all-knowingness. And in some way we, by our living of the idea, we are, can I say, sharpening that all-knowingness that is with the soul.
Yes, you are returning to what you already know. But your purpose here is to experience in order that that all-knowingness can be fulfilled. And yes, your purpose here is to return to the whole essence of the soul in order that these factors may become as a whole.
Certain acts that we do, am I right that when you feel happy or sad, that's the reaction that our soul is giving us? If you please your soul, you can feel such elation. And if you're on the wrong path, that inner voice is saying, no. Is that your soul not being very happy with the choices you're making?
We discussed in the last time that the highest purpose of your thinking is with love. Any other decision would be taken from fear. So therefore, the elation you feel is that highest purpose expressing itself. You are correct in that way of thinking.
I understand completely what you said first of all tonight about, you know, there are two emotions, if I can use the word emotion, the love and the fear. And if you take away every other human emotion that we're encumbered with, those are the two that do matter.
Yes.
They really do, because with everything negative comes that fear. And it is, sometimes I think it can be the most powerful, and that's when listening to within, the love can shine through, but only really by listening within.
The umbrella of love covers all emotions. From the umbrella of love stems fear. Love and fear are dualities. But all of the minor emotions that you human beings concern your lives with are mainly coming from fear.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed this last time. But yes, it is something I would wish you to think about on many occasions. When you are about to do some deed of which you are unsure, then you must go within to find that answer which comes from love.
I was impressed by the school children who were demonstrating in London against war. And I think their action came from love. Love of people, love of planet, love of peace.
Yes, but you must be careful always, as I have told you in past times, of making judgments about others' decisions, because you cannot know why those decisions have been taken, and whether those decisions have been made in love or fear. And sometimes, my dear friends, I have to tell you that decisions that you feel are wrong to the individual soul, they have been done for the right purpose. Therefore, it is difficult to pass judgment on any other being, because you do not have that wider picture. But the soul is all-knowing and has the ability within this human life to make all of life's correct choices. But I have to tell you, there have been so many misconceptions given about the soul and the structure of the soul, that these ideas, and they have been taught also by many people you behold as wise, that there are so many misconceptions that it is little wonder that the soul returns to the physicality so many, many times. But the time has come. In groups such as this, when the truth must at last come to the forefront of all thinking. We are here, my dear friends, on a mission in order that this world and the souls within it recognize that all oneness, that all knowingness, that experience of love, which belongs to you all. So many times in the evolution of this planet has mankind denied his true self. So many times so many words have been used which have confused and restricted mankind in his searching, that the planet has on many occasions been on a very precarious way of life, that it has been necessary for those of us who come to you in love to multiply in numbers at this time of your existence in order that the truth may be renewed and that each of you be reminded of who and what you are. Each individual here knows within what needs and should be done. You do not need words, my dear friends, if you but realize that all is within you, that all that you need to know lies within. And if you are to stop this constant return to earthly conditions. And you have that power within you to do so. I feel this time that you need to absorb my words, to think carefully, but not to think with that logical mind, but to quietly go within and find yourself. I will leave you this time to think about what I have said this time. I would like you to ponder my words, and next time, if you have questions to raise, then we will discuss. You will find, as time continues, my dear friends, that we will take things slowly, because what I am bringing to you now, for your understanding, is of a much deeper nature than you have to this present time been given. I leave you all, as ever, with my love, and ask only that each one of you gives to yourself the love that you need.